From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A nationwide ceasefire is in effect in Syria, a complicated arrangement worked out last week by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kerry met with reporters Monday in Washington and said initial reports suggest the truce is working.
The earliest reports are that there's some reduction in violence, though it is far too early to draw any definitive conclusions.
The agreement aimed at allowing humanitarian aid into the besieged and divided city Aleppo, eventual joint U.S.-Russian cooperation in targeting jihadist groups, and hope for resumption of talks on Syria's political future.
This is designed to bring people to the table in Geneva in order to get under the auspices of the UN and begin to negotiate a political transition and the restoration of a peaceful and united Syria.
Rebels seeking to oust President Bashar al-Assad have expressed reservations, saying like an earlier doomed cessation of hostilities, the agreement lacks guarantees and monitoring mechanisms. Following a two-year investigation, the group The Sentry, created to look into how African conflicts are funded, claims to have found evidence that South Sudanese leaders profited off the country's conflict. Hollywood actor George Clooney presented a report Monday at a Washington news conference.
It involves arms dealers, international lawyers, international banks, international real estate. And it is because of these international actors that we are also able to provide solutions to help end this criminal behavior, to protect innocent civilians.
He called on the international community to cut off financial flows to President Salva Kiir, rebel leader Riek Machar, and the country's top generals through tough sanctions. Spokesmen for both leaders deny they hold property in Kenya or any other African country. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton Monday said she could resume campaigning in a couple of days after aides said she suffered from pneumonia. That caused cancellation of a California fundraiser and an early exit from anniversary commemoration Sunday of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Clinton's doctor gave her antibiotics and advised the former Secretary of State to rest and modify her schedule. Michael Kornfield is an associate professor of political management at George Washington University.
Hillary Clinton had a bad week, and if there are serious health problems, that obviously affects the race, and all of us in our heads are spinning scenarios of what might happen if she were unfortunately seriously incapacitated.
Her Republican opponent, businessman Donald Trump, wished her well. The 70-year-old Trump said he plans to release results of a physical examination he had during the past week with specific numbers. In the former Soviet Republic of Belarus, the opposition won two parliamentary seats in Sunday's election, the first time that's occurred since 2008. The Organization for Cooperation and Security in Europe monitored the ballot. Official Kent Harstad said there were some efforts to make the vote more transparent, but there were also shortcomings.
We have found through our observations that in some instances we've seen some progress, but on other places it remained the same or equally bad as before.
Election monitors complained of being kicked out of voting sites, reported inflated voting turnout numbers, and said prisoners, along with patients in mental hospitals, were allowed to cast ballots in large numbers. Belarus has been run by strongman Alexander Lukashenko since 1994. The U.S. Tuesday sent two nuclear-capable bombers across the skies of South Korea. The B-1 bombers, escorted by U.S. and South Korean fighter planes, completed their mission just 4 days after North Korea conducted its fifth and largest nuclear test in violation of U.N. sanctions. The Guam-based bombers conducted a low-altitude flight over Osan Air Base near the heavily armed demilitarized zone. Meanwhile, the U.N. said flooding from heavy rains in North Korea has killed more than 130 people, with nearly 400 missing and more than 100,000 having to flee their homes in the country's northernmost province. Homes, schools, and other buildings have been destroyed, 140,000 said to be in need of urgent assistance. An opposition delegation in Democratic Republic of Congo walked out of a national dialogue Monday, which they called a dead end aimed at averting a political crisis over the upcoming election and future of President Joseph Kabila. He is constitutionally barred from seeking to stay in office, and his current term expires in December. Most opposition parties had boycotted the talks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.